Hollywood celebrities freak after SCOTUS delivers Second Amendment victory, truly disgraceful ruling. By David Ng on June 23, 2022. Hollywood celebrities are freaking out over the Supreme Court's 6-3 decision on New York's proper cause requirement for concealed carry permits, ruling that the state's law is unconstitutional. Stars including Julianne Moore, Barbara Streisand, Bette Midler, Whoopi Goldberg, George Takei, and Albert Brooks erupted in fury at the High Court following Thursday's announcement. SCOTUS has put the desires of the gun extremists over the safety of our children, Julianne Moore said on Instagram. The ruling represents a middle finger to New York, Whoopi Goldberg said on ABC's The View. Truly a disgraceful ruling, Barbara Streisand tweeted. On Thursday, the Supreme Court struck down New York's law requiring gun applicants to demonstrate proper cause to obtain a permit to carry a concealed handgun outside the home. In a majority opinion written by Justice Clarence Thomas, the court said New York's law was inconsistent with the Second Amendment. We know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officers some special need, Justice Thomas wrote. Thomas suggested other states with similar laws could be impacted by the court's ruling. In 43 states, the government issues licenses to carry based on objective criteria, he wrote. But in 6 states, including New York, the government further conditions issuance of a license to carry on a citizen's showing of some additional special need. New York resident Julianne Moore, who is one of the entertainment industry's biggest gun control activists, accused the High Court of prioritizing gun extremists over children. Fellow New Yorker Bette Midler tweeted shame, shame, shame on the conservative justices. She also called the High Court ridiculous and laughable. Brooklyn native but longtime Malibu resident Barbara Streisand called the ruling truly disgraceful. Star Trek star George Takei also expressed his exasperation. Rob Reiner accused the Supreme Court of making death by firearms more convenient. Broadcast news star Albert Brooks suggested that the Supreme Court is out of touch with popular sentiment. Bravo's Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi demanded to know how many people need to die. NBC's The West Wing star Joshua Malina called the court's ruling sickening. MGM's No Time to Die star Jeffrey Wright was also clearly unhappy with the ruling. HBO's The Wire star Wendell Pierce predicted New York will devolve in the Wild West. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.